The Book of Romans can be a complex book, and today we're going to be looking at a complex chapter in that book, Romans 8. Hello, I'm Dustin Roberts, the outreach minister here on staff at Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And for the next half hour, I'll also be your host. Today, Rabbi Schneider is going to be talking about the Apostle Paul and one of his favorite expressions, in Christ. We'll be learning all about this interesting phrase. And we're going to discover how to apply God's solution for salvation to our lives. So if you're ready to learn to walk with a newness of purpose this year, then turn with me to Romans for Rabbi's message titled, Christ in You.
Today we're going to pick up in the 8th chapter. Hear the word of God. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord abides forever. Paul says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, you should be aware of the context in which Paul says this. Paul just got done talking about the tremendous battle that he was in with sin. And he said sometimes he found himself doing the things that he didn't want to do because he found that in his flesh, the principle of evil was dwelling. And he was in this great warfare, this great fight to overcome the inclination of his flesh, which had evil tendencies. And so Paul is saying that we're overcoming through the Spirit. And in the midst of this battle that we're in against sin, Paul reminds us that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. It's important for us to consider this because he's not simply saying that God doesn't have condemnation on anybody. He says there's no condemnation for those that are battling against sin if you're in Christ Jesus. And so the difference is those of us that are in Messiah Yeshua, we are battling against sin because the Bible says without holiness, no man shall see God. And Yeshua's first words to us were, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So those of us that are born of the Spirit do not willfully practice sin. And yet because there is a sinful inclination in the flesh, we're in this battle, and sometimes we fall. But not because we're yielding, not because we're giving in, but simply because at times we're weak. Jesus said, the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. So if you're truly engaging in the warfare, God wants you to know that when you fall, if you fail, there's no condemnation because we're in Christ Jesus and Jesus died on the cross for our sin. So let's continue on. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. And so what he's doing is just recounting some of the subjects that he's already spoken of in this letter. And he's talking about the fact that the flesh could never live up to the righteous standard of God, which was given to humanity in the law. Nor could the flesh even live up to the witness of the Holy Spirit in our conscience. The power of the flesh is not spiritual. So the flesh could never earn salvation. But what God did in providing a solution is two things. Number one, beloved child of his, Jesus died for your sins. He sent his son to become a propitiation for your sin. Yeshua died on the cross. And he took your sin and my sin in his own body on the tree, then shed his innocent pure blood so that he removed the sin factor, so that there's no condemnation because Jesus atoned for our sin. And then the second thing the Lord did is he gave us his Spirit. So we could never live up to his righteous requirement in the flesh because God's righteous requirement is spiritual. But what God did in Yeshua is he gave us his Spirit so that when we received Yeshua, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now that the very Zoe life of God resides in, lives in you and I, we have the power to live spiritual lives that please God. We have the power to love God. we have the power to obey his requirements from a pure heart. So this is what Paul is referring to here. That the requirement in verse number 4 of the law might be fulfilled in us to not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. God has given us the power. We have the Son of God living within us to truly live righteous lives by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Continuing on, Paul says in verse number 5, for those who are according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. I want you to get this scientific reality. There is spirit and there's flesh. There are two different entities. We are truly given God's spirit. And his spirit has nothing in common with the flesh. They're two different life sources. God's spirit is eternal life, and the flesh has a life of its own, which is not spiritual life. And the life of the flesh, the scripture says, is not even able to subject itself to the law of God, because there's a different chemistry to it. It's not able to subject itself to the Spirit of God. It's like, here I am in the woods, okay? I'm looking at the ground right now. I see, let's say that I see a spider on the ground. That spider has really nothing in common with humanity. I mean, it's a creation, but I mean, the spider can't think like we think. And God is saying to you and I, in the flesh, we cannot relate to him. We cannot subject ourselves to him. In fact, the nature of the flesh is going in a different direction than the spirit of life. So what God did is he gave us his own nature. And as we live out of God's nature in us, we're able to please him and walk in newness of life. But listen, beloved one, we have to feed his nature within us. We have to feed on his nature. That's why Jesus said, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And Jesus said, my flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. And then he said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and life. And so if we're going to walk in this newness of life, if we're going to overcome the tendency and the power of the flesh by spirit life, by God's life, we have to be taking in God's life. And his word is life. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He said, the mindset on the flesh cannot please God. Indeed, it's hostile to God. But the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. If you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if you live according to the Spirit, you're going to reap from the Spirit love and joy and eternal life. I'm wanting to zero in and hone in on the fact, beloved, that God's Spirit and our flesh are two different sources. They're two different scientific, if you will, entities. God's Spirit is living Zoe life. The flesh has a totally different nature. If we're going to ascend out of the flesh and live in newness of life, live in the Spirit, we have to consciously choose to do that, and we have to consciously make decisions to eat of his Spirit by taking his word into our life. And one of the ways that we take God's word into our life is by reading his written word and reading spiritual literature, devotionals that are inspired by the Spirit. Because from the very beginning, God has ordained that man is able to ingest his spirit by taking in his written word. That's why when the Lord first revealed himself to mankind at Mount Sinai, Moses, listen, wrote God's word on the tablets of stone. And that's why God said to John on the island of Patmos, write, as John recorded for us the book of Revelation. And that's why the scriptures are recorded for us to read. Paul said, these things are written for our instruction. We should feed off this word like newborn babes need to feed off milk. So God has called us to overcome. He's called us to newness of life. He's called us to ascend. He's called us to transcend the spirit part of our nature by newness of life. But you and I have to make a conscious decision to do that like soldiers. We have to wake up in the morning, and as we're getting out of bed, we have to dedicate our lives to God, dedicate the members of our bodies to God, give our God focus in our thoughts, take His word into our life as we start the day. And as we do that, we're going to make great progress and find success in the Spirit.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. So please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. We are so thankful for everyone who gives a financial gift of support to this ministry. And perhaps today is the day that you decide that you would like to deepen your commitment to discovering the Jewish Jesus. The best way to do that is to sign up to become a monthly partner at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or you can call us at 800-777-7835. Together, we can help others prepare for Jesus' return. And now, let's get back into the second half of today's message.
Paul goes on to say in verse number 9, we're still in chapter 8, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. I want you to think about this, because I'm really wanting to drill in you the fact that God's Spirit is real and He resides in you. So Paul is saying, hey, listen, there are two classes of people here. There's people that do not have God's Spirit living in them, and there's people that do have God's Spirit living in them. Now, when Paul says this, he's not talking about just a philosophy or agreeing with a doctrinal statement. He's talking about the fact that there is a literal life force whom God's people have received when they were born again. This is why Jesus said to Nicodemus, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. He was speaking about being born of the Spirit of God. It's a literal life force. It's uncreated supernatural life. Think about when the disciples, the apostles, literally saw Yeshua in the book of Acts raised off of the earth higher and higher and higher and higher up into the sky until they were looking up into the sky and Yeshua was so high in the sky they couldn't see Him anymore. Now, what lifted Jesus up into the sky, up into the clouds until He disappeared? It was God's very Spirit of life and strength. It was real. And think about the disciples in Acts chapter 2, when they first received the Spirit that Paul is talking about here in Romans 8. Remember, Paul said, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. And I'm trying to help us really zero in on the fact this is real, it's literal, it's scientific. You have a life force that you received when you received Jesus. Now think about this. In the book of Acts, when the Spirit was first poured forth on the church, what happened? Those that had received the Spirit began to speak in unknown languages, languages that they had never learned in their mind. And yet they began to prophesy in languages they had never learned. How? Because a life force had come in them and given them a supernatural ability. And it's important for us to grasp this. In fact, part of growing in Messiah Jesus is getting centered in the truth that he lives in you. Paul calls it a great mystery. He said, the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's about studying, but it's also about just sitting before God and asking him to give us revelation that the same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead literally is living in you and me. We have to stop just looking on the outside for life and recognize that life is in us. This is why Jesus said, he that believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from where? From his innermost. Where? His innermost being. I want to encourage you. We are connected to so many things outside ourselves in the material world that we live in. But I want you to know the mystery is that God's Spirit is inside you. Paul said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, he will give life to your mortal body. Look at the next verse. Verse 10, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Paul said the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, and he'll give life to this mortal body of ours if we're depending on him. So God is ministering his life to us through his grace and imparting his life to us by his grace. But we'll receive even more of that when we open up our heart and create a channel for him to flow into our lives, into our bodies, into our minds, into our hearts, into an even greater way. When his life flows into us, it strengthens us. It strengthens our body. It strengthens our mind. It gives us revelation to be able to perceive his ways. But we have to be looking for him within. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. And Jesus said it's an adulterous and wicked generation that's always looking for a sign on the outside. We shouldn't have to always look for a sign on the outside. We should simply come to grips that God is real. He's inside us. We're in relationship with him. We're united to him. We don't need to see something outside ourselves anymore because we've got him on the inside and we're anchored in that truth and that reality. And beloved, that will bring you strength and peace. So Paul concludes by saying, listen, God has delivered us from the bondage of sin. He's delivered us from being in bondage to the sinful passions of the body. And he's done it through the atoning work of Messiah Jesus and through giving us the gift of his Spirit by his grace. But you and I have to engage with him by putting him first, putting our feet in the soil of his Spirit, taking his word into our life, praying from the Spirit within us, talking to God, making him our best friend, drawing from the Spirit by talking to God, depending on God, honoring God, and confessing his word over our lives. So, beloved, I hope that you're getting the depth of this message that I'm bringing. And I pray that it continues to transform your life and my life so that we're truly living as those that are alive from the dead and alive to him for the glory of God in Yeshua HaMashiach's name.
You know, maybe you've tuned in today and you don't really know much about who Jesus is, but you believe in God's solution for salvation. Well, let me invite you to visit our website to learn more. We're online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Your decision to accept Jesus as your Savior is the first step in a wonderful journey that will lead you to eternal life with him. And when you make that commitment, we want to hear from you because we have a couple of resources that we'd like to send you for free as our way of saying, welcome to the family. Just click the link that says Find Jesus. It's in the middle of our homepage at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now, maybe you already know Jesus, but you're looking for a way to be a blessing to the people in your life and in the lives of people you'll never meet this side of heaven. Here's Rabbi with a special message on how you can help do just that.
Shalom and God bless you, beloved one. Today I'm speaking specifically to those of you that are being helped by discovering the Jewish Jesus. The Lord is using this ministry to feed you, to bless you, to help you, to keep you encouraged. I want to ask you for your help today. I'd like to ask you to consider becoming a monthly partner with the Lord through this ministry. What I mean by that is this ministry is built upon faithful people that believe God has raised up discovering the Jewish Jesus, are being blessed by the ministry, and believe that God is also using it to reach and help other people. If this describes you and you're not yet what I call a covenant monthly partner, in other words, you're not giving something, whatever the Lord leads you to give each month, I want to appeal to you right now. Take a step of action. Become one of our covenant monthly partners here at Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Beloved, thank you for your love and support. You see, without you, we can't do what we're doing. I pray that we can continue to be a blessing to you and yours.
To partner with us, please get in touch with us right now. We've made it easy to give online. Just visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com, or you can become a monthly partner through the Rabbi Schneider app on your favorite mobile device. You can also text in your monthly donation to us by typing the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. As a token of our thankfulness for your monthly partnership, we'll send you several gifts of appreciation, including our most recent newsletter. We'll also send you a select audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month that's available also as a digital download. And for our new monthly partners, we want to send you a special gift of appreciation, an authentic shofar, handcrafted in Israel. You know, the blowing of the shofar, it announces the kingdom of God. And with your partnership each month, we can continue to boldly proclaim Yeshua's coming return through our worldwide television and radio outreaches, even in Israel. Every year, we're reaching more and more people with the good news. So thank you very much. If you haven't made a commitment to partner with us monthly just yet, sign up at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now to wrap up today's study with a special blessing, here is Rabbi Schneider once again.
In the book of Numbers chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over his people. And the Lord said, "When you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them." Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings. Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha Yair Yahweh panav elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Penav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider explains how to live a life led, guided, and directed by the Lord. That's Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.